The Patriot, WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Tap water still off limits for hundreds of thousands of people in West Virginia.
The water use ban is still in place. If you are in an affected area, do not use tap water for drinking, bathing, cooking, or cleaning. We will let you know as soon as the water company lifts the ban.
Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says it could be days before things get back to normal. A chemical leak from a coal processing plant has made that water unusable. The Patriots and Seahawks are each heading to NFL Conference Championship games. The Patriots slammed the Indianapolis Colts 43-22 in last night's AFC Divisional Playoff. Earlier, Seattle beat New Orleans 23-15. A neighbor who lives next door says three people were partying on a Philadelphia fire escape when the escape gave way, collapsed, and plunged four stories. Authorities say all three were injured, one critically. This is SRN News.
Are you looking for a new radio station playing the best contemporary Christian music that's safe for the whole family? Then let us introduce you to TheFishTwinCities.com, an internet-only radio station with a positive and uplifting message. Tell a friend and go fish with us today. It's TheFishTwinCities.com. Safe for the whole family, online at TheFishTwinCities.com. Download our mobile app and start fishing right now. TheFishTwinCities.com. Safe for the whole family.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Winter is on the way. The exterior experts at New Windows for America want to help you get your home ready for the weather ahead while saving you money on your Minnesota windows. Right now, get $100 off low-maintenance, energy-efficient, durable vinyl windows or $150 off beautiful Sherwood wood windows at New Windows for America. Plus, the exterior experts are also offering a free 5-point attic inspection and a free gutter cleaning. For complete details, go to newwindowsforamericamn.com.
New Windows for America.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Rent your home for a full year guaranteed with Twin Cities Home Rental. You don't have time to advertise, find tenants, and manage your rental property? Make one call to Twin Cities Home Rental. They do a full background check, including national eviction and criminal history search for all prospective tenants, handle 24-hour emergency maintenance, and give you complete peace of mind. Twin Cities Home Rental, the home of the exclusive one-year tenant guarantee. Call 612-822-HOME. For a free home rental analysis, go to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, a veteran-owned business.
Does thinking about renting your home keep you up at night? Call Twin Cities Home Rental. Twin Cities Home Rental provides you with video inspections upon move-in and move-out. Plus, you'll be able to see the video of your property from anywhere in the world. So relax. You've got Twin Cities Home Rental. They watch your home like they own it. For a free home rental analysis, log on to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, the home of the one-year tenant guarantee. That's TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, 612-822-HOME, a veteran-owned business.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to all those Patriot listeners out there, and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup. We're broadcasting right here live today at the BlueNet Studios in Eagan. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. As always, if you are a business shopping for internet connectivity, phone service, or mobile devices, please give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. You can send me an email, charlie@telcowarehouse.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Telco Warehouse. We have our weekly co-host, the guys from BlueNet, Adam and Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, how's it going?
Fantastic. And back by popular demand, Leo Ellman from MobileLink Wireless.
Good morning, Charlie.
I was hoping for some sound effects in the background. You got to help me out. Give me the sound effects. Come on, Bill. So each week we talk about different types of technologies, all focused for our listeners in the business community. We talk about phone service, internet connectivity, telecommunications, IT infrastructure, all geared to help them to be more productive in their business. And because of the high demand with mobile devices and some of the questions that we've gotten over the last week, we thought it very fitting to bring Leo back on and kind of address these questions that we're faced on a day-to-day basis. And Leo, one of the things I wanted to kind of jump into, and we're seeing this there's a big buzz and push right now, and we see this media campaign with T-Mobile. And their CEO stepping up and saying, and all the commercials about, we will buy out your contract on your mobile plan. But then when you kind of look at it, there's got to be something behind door number one. Can you kind of talk about that? Because it sounds kind of too good to be true.
Well, as with all industries, I would imagine, one of the more important pieces of the puzzle when we come to talking about each company is how good their marketing department is. So,
sure.
as with just about any other business, like I said, when marketing gets a hold of something, it looks a little bit different than it really is. That being said, there's kind of a trend, and all carriers are doing this, not just T-Mobile, but all carriers are trying to get away from subsidizing these phones. So, in other words, and I'm sure you've mentioned it on the show before, when you go in and buy a phone, an iPhone 5S, for example, for $199. That phone's not $199. It's heavily subsidized. And a large piece of that subsidization is taken on by the carrier. Well, they're trying to get away from that. They're trying to get the subsidizations kind of, off the table and create an environment in which you're paying monthly for your phone.
And that's where they lock you into the contract then. That's their benefit to subsidize the phone then, Leo, is they've got a customer for 2 or 3 years.
Right. Well, And what's going to happen is you're going to see this again with all carriers, not just T-Mobile. Now, they decided to take this route again, as far as marketing goes. But what you're going to see is there's going to be different ways to create an environment in which, again, the carrier's not going to be subsidizing the phone. And the way they are going to be keeping you on, as you had mentioned, is they're going to create a situation in which you're leasing the phones. And one of the biggest things, and, when it went away, Sprint had this for many, many years. And when it went away, it was, you can tell that the customers were pretty upset about it. And that's getting a new phone every year. So right now in any carrier, including Sprint, they're 24 months is when you're going to be able to get re-subsidized, if you will. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to benefit from this because they're not going to be subsidizing the phones. They're going to say not only is your monthly service, say, $50 a month for sake of conversation, but let's add another 20 to it. And if you do that, and this is the key, and this is where, the fine print comes in, and you keep that phone in good condition and give it back after a year, we're going to give you another new phone. And again, all you're going to do is spend that, $20 a month on top of what your normal service is. Now, and this is important to know because this is a show that's kind of focused on business. This is a total consumer-focused type of offering. You can't
this is really built for the T-Mobile. They seem to kind of pride themselves on the onesie twosies, you know, what we call business to consumer, not business to business.
Yeah, and all carriers, again, like I said before, all carriers are going to have something. And there's something new, which I can mention. Sprint just came to the table with something, and they're calling it Framily. So if you get that, that means it's family and friends. You add that together. Again, marketing, these marketing groups are brilliant.
I love these guys.
They call it Framily. Well, the thing about Framily is you can take 10 people. You don't even have to know them, believe it or not. Create an account and create sub-accounts in which each person is only responsible for the charges on your particular account within that account.
Sure.
So what's going to happen is say, you know, you're a single guy and you want to be able to take advantage of a lower plan by getting in a family and you don't have one. Well, Sprint will give you a fake family. They'll call it Framily. And now your service is less expensive. Now, the key to that is that's only if, in fact, you're on a plan that the phone isn't subsidized and you're paying monthly for it. So, again, another carrier's kind of spin or marketing, you know, scheme on how to get these phones non-subsidized.
No, it still doesn't give you a place to go for Thanksgiving dinner, though, does it?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
The Sprint store.
That's definitely a good point. It's possible. But again, you know, you're going to be paying $20 for that phone plus whatever your monthly service is. Now, I've heard, and you know, this just literally has come out in the last few days, and I've heard there are some people out there that may have three or four phones that jumped on a Framily plan and have been able to save a substantial amount of money.
So we're addressing these questions today, and anybody that has questions about their mobile plans, the different types of carriers, and questions related to mobile devices, give us a call today. We're live in studio at 651-289-4488, or you could do the studio text line 651-243-0390. We have Leo Ellman from Mobile Link Wireless in to address these. Now, Leo, you're the owner of Mobile Link Wireless. You have a retail presence. You also have a business presence. What are some questions that people should be concerned of? What are the biggest, let's say, maybe top three or four concerns that business have when making a switch to their mobile devices?
Well, I think the key is working with someone like us so that we can, you know, dive into these different marketing schemes and really kind of take the nuts and the bolts out of it and tell you exactly what you're getting yourself into. I would say kind of the number one thing to worry about right now is to make sure you're on the right plan. Before carriers used to create plans based around how many minutes they thought you'd use. You'd have unlimited data. Maybe you were on a texting plan. Maybe it was unlimited. And as long as you stayed within those minutes, you're going to be fine. Well, the carriers were getting to a point where they were figuring out that people just weren't talking on their phones anymore, and they needed a way to create overages again. So what they did now is they started packaging data plans, giving you unlimited voice, unlimited text, and hoping, believe it or not, that you would exceed your data.
And it's really about the data now. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
it's all about the data.
Everything is unlimited, and now it's just the data consumption.
Yeah. Now, when you go over a few minutes at 40 cents a minute, it didn't seem so bad. But now when you go over a couple gigs at $15 per, you could, you know, jack your bill up pretty high.
Well, and it's going to vary greatly based on the type of business applications you're using and how much data they, you know, how often do they have to call back to the mothership to pull data down for the application? Are you moving pictures back and forth as a part of your, job duties? The more data you're moving, obviously, is going to necessitate either a higher data plan or kind of that hybrid of making sure that you've got proper wireless coverage in your work areas, if that's at an office, at a customer, or whatever.
Right. Absolutely. We pride ourselves on being extremely consultative in our approach. And quite literally, the discovery meeting, which is our first meeting when we get together with a potential client, is to ask those types of questions, find out what it is, again, like you had said, what they use, how they use their equipment, and make sure we put them on the right plan. Because if we don't and we put them on the wrong plan, it could get pretty expensive for them.
So here's a question that I want to address, and I think we, Leo, don't we get this a lot where, and this is Jason from Elk River, and Jason says, I've used all the carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint, and T-Mobile, and I still have no coverage at my cabin. So in other words, it sounds like this Jason gentleman has a cabin up north, and he's tried all the carriers, and he still has no coverage with anyone.
Yeah.
What are some choices or thoughts that you could do for people that may be in a very similar situation, Leo?
Well, yeah, believe it or not, there are some areas that still we have no coverage. We don't have coverage in the studio. So just to to kind of.
That's because we're in a bunker.
Yeah, we're in a bunker. So there are some spots that there are no coverage. And believe it or not, this goes back to the history of wireless. And quite frankly, the carriers would go to people and say, can we put a tower near you? And they fought it. And there are some areas where still to this day there are no towers that are close enough to cover everywhere. There is something that you can do. There's a couple things. One is all carriers call them something different, but I think you could call it an air rave, if you will. Plugs into your...
Like a booster.
Yeah, plugs into your high-speed data connection in your cabin or your house, wherever you are having an issue.
Leo, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive right back into that. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants help develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Just before the break, we were talking to Leo Ellman from Mobile Link Wireless about a question from Jason from Elk River. And the question was basically he has no coverage in his cabin up north. He's tried all the providers and nothing seems to work. And Leo, you were kind of addressing this question with some type of cellular booster or air rave they might have called and how that would work.
Yeah, so an air rave is going to need internet to, you're going to need a broadband connection in order for that to work. So let's say your cabin is in an area in which not only do you not have cell service, but you may not have internet in your cabin. So the other alternative is, and we kind of refer to them as boosters with an outside antenna They have an inside antenna that's kind of a repeater, if you will. And what that does is it grabs the signal from outside through very low-loss RF cable, brings the signal itself in the facility, and then kind of uses an antenna inside for your phone to latch onto. Generally, it plugs into your wall outlet. All you really need is access to your roof or something outside to get that antenna there, and you can create a booster in your house.
And by the way, Leo, we've seen these type of boosters, and I've specifically seen them. We've had customers that have warehouses.
You need a broadband connection. That's very important, though.
Yes, but we've seen we have customers in the warehouse business or whatever, and you go inside the warehouse and the cell signal drops. I mean, even inside, let's say, the Twin Cities metro area,
yep.
These type of boosters do provide a benefit for businesses that have, you know, thick concrete buildings or what have you, or inside those warehouse or the shop, there's no wireless coverage.
Yeah. Wilson is one of the is probably the premier company that designs these antennas and these boosters. To your point, we had a situation where we had a large hospital, and they house all their maintenance people in the basement, and there was literally no coverage in the basement. So we had to go about six flights of stairs, go on the roof, put one of these antennas on there, run the cabling down to the basement, put a booster in, and the minute we plugged that into the phone, all of a sudden everyone's phone started beeping. So that's when you know it works.
And we've those same exact scenarios we've run into as well, Leo. We've seen the same thing where they have to put that external booster for the basement employees or the shop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
These are all good questions, guys. And remember, we're here in studio. The telephone number, if you want to have a question live, is 651-289-4488. The studio text is 651-243-0390. Looks like we have a text here. Didn't identify the name, but does. And the question is, does Bluetooth affect your battery life and have anything to do with your data plan?
Yes, Bluetooth does affect your battery life, but no, it has nothing to do with your data plan. And the only reason why it affects your battery life is it's something in the phone. It's an application, if you will, that is running all the time if you leave it on. So all these new smartphones, whether it's iOS, whether it's Android, they have a very easy, if you want to call it a dashboard, if you will, where you can turn these features on and off.
And Bluetooth is,
it's another radio.
Knows, it's basically a short distance wireless connection. Most popular, they're used with like the headset, the hands-free headsets, maybe an external speaker system to connect to your music, or now you've
a lot
car.
Of them in your car, your feet right in front of your dashboard, you have them on your vehicle.
The same goes for your Wi-Fi too. If you have your wireless signal on, it can consume up your battery as well. So if you're in an area that you're not using the wireless for your mobile phone, leaving that on can also, you know, draw down the battery.
Well, guys, here's a very interesting question. And this is from Brad from Rosemont, and it says, can telemarketers call me on my cell phone? You know, this probably has a lot to do with security and some of these changes that are happening. Leo, what happens there?
The short answer to that is no, they can't call you on your cell phone. And the reason that is because cell phone numbers to this day are not published. Now, if you sign up for something, if you give your cell phone number to someone else, in theory, now you're opening that up for someone if they do get a hold of your number to call you. But the quick answer is no. Cell phone numbers are not published, and they're not available to telemarketers.
Well, they're certainly not supposed to. We all know that there are a handful out there that don't follow the rules. But
yep,
right,
exactly. Now, Leo, if somebody wanted to talk to you about their mobile plans, how would they get a hold of you?
They could call us at 952-314-1313, or they can get a hold of us on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com.
So we have a question here, and it's line one from Brian about a question about data plans and overage. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great.
What's your question, sir?
My question is, T-Mobile says that I have 500 megabits of data, and they say that I can't go over that data. And my question was, is that true?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you should not be able to go over it. What I mean by that is some carriers, and T-Mobile does do this, is they will not only throttle back your data when you start getting towards your limit, but they will shut your data off when in fact you were to go over. Now, not all carriers and not all plans offer that, But I think what you need to do is you need to confirm that your plan has that feature, and then, yeah, you have no worries about going over because it's just going to stop you working.
And, Leo, I think we talked about this.
And
go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
And that's what they told me, and I didn't know if that was true or not. But thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
I think a lot of these carriers use this unlimited data as part of that. Remember that marketing buzz we talked about?
Yes.
The people in the marketing campaigns doing everything is free or unlimited. And the reality is that really Sprint is the only unlimited data provider in the marketplace.
Yeah. And
by like a certain amount of gig space.
Yeah. And this is one of those things that's going to touch on a couple subjects, but this is probably a good time to touch on it. As we know, Sprint has been going through a situation where they've been upgrading their towers. And AT&T did this a couple years back, and Sprint is about finished with that. And the reason why it's twofold. One is they want to create a service where you don't have anywhere where you can't not only can't use your phone, but have the fastest data possible. And what's happening now is, and this kind of leaked out last week, Verizon is actually leaked out some information that they're worried about hitting capacity right now. And they actually made a statement saying that there'll be no way we can offer unlimited data going into the future.
Yeah, and what most of those unlimited plans do is, you know, they only give you that unlimited speed for a certain amount of data transfer. And once you hit that, whatever that level is, then they start throttling you back to operate at slower speeds.
Right. Well, the beauty of it is Sprint, because of what they did, they did it for the future, not necessarily just for now. And they have a pretty good plan in place, and they think that they'll never have a capacity issue.
So, again, that was a very, very good question. If you have questions, please give us a call, 651-289-4488. And we get a lot of text with the studio text, so it's 651-243-0390. Now, Leo, one of the things, we've gone on a variety of appointments together, mobile-related. And I'd like to just mention something for the listening audience that – you know, as a consultant, what your job is to do, and you can kind of touch on this, is to identify and get the customer in a better position than they were. That if you're a business, it helps their job by providing a bill copy to make sure that there's an apples-to-apples approach. A lot of times we've got on appointments, and the business owner is afraid to give what they're currently paying or their current, you know, number of phones that they have on their plan or, you know, the bill copy so that we, you know, that Leo and his staff can actually do the right job. Well, you're really only just doing yourself a disservice because these are not fabricated prices. You know, what their staff is going to do is put together an apples-to-apples approach, the same amount of lines, the same amount of data, you know, whatever it is that you guys are going to be quoting out. But if you can't give us the bill copy, we can't really do our job. Can you touch on that?
Right. And in order for us to do what we do, which is consult you on what plans you should be on and – the thing is, and a lot of times this will happen, and what I'll say is this. I'll say if you feel better about maybe crossing off the phone numbers, maybe crossing off the account number, and just give me the bill, and we're not looking for the whole bill. We're just looking for the summary pages. And to your point, Charlie, what we're looking for is how much data do they use? How many minutes do they use? And if we're wrong on any of these things, we can create actual overages for you. So what we want to be able to do is create a custom tailored plan that's directly working for your business, not anyone else's. And the only way we can do that is by having the bill copy.
Well, I would imagine as well the bill helps you make sure that someone didn't forget about a couple of phone lines. Oh, geez, I forgot about these phones over here.
Good point. 9 times out of 10, when we're asking the questions and we're taking notes, and then we actually at the end of our session, we grab the bill copy. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. How come there's four more than we talk? Oh, yeah.
Oh, forgot about that.
I forgot about those. Right.
Exactly.
So, and again, like I said, it really helps them do their job. So please, if you're out there and you want to use the services and have Leo do a competitive quote, it's always in your best interest to give them the opportunity so that they have a holistic approach. So we have one quick question here before we go to break, and this is Tim from Shakopee. If I upgrade my phone plan, does it extend my contract?
Yes, that's the only thing now that that extends your contract. In the good old days, if you called in and said, you know what, I need a little more minutes, maybe I want unlimited data, now I didn't have it before, that would also extend your contract, any change you made to your account. Now that does not extend your contract. The only thing that does is the upgrade. Now the reason why it extends your contract is because they're subsidizing that piece of equipment.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive into more questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
I'm Pastor Brian Walker at Everlasting Light Ministries. I went to Pens for Pastors last year, and it was really a great time because I met some pastors that I hadn't seen in a while. But also, I met some new pastors, so it's a great time to fellowship. And I think it's really important for pastors to kind of take a break, lighten up in a fun setting, and I think Pens for Pastors really supplies that. So come on out and enjoy it. I think you really have a good time.
The second annual Pens for Pastors, free for all pastors and ministry leaders around the cities, Monday, January 27th. Sign up at am1280thepatriot.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot and 1600 Executive Suites are offering you professional office space for half price. Do you have a full-time job but you're starting a business on the side? Has your business venture outgrown your home office? The Patriot and 1600 Executive Suites is offering you a luxurious, fully furnished private office in a secured Class A building in downtown Minneapolis for half price. You'll have everything you need to run your business and project a successful image to your customers. Professional receptionists in a lobby area to greet your clients. Personalized telephone answering with your company name, high-speed internet access, mail handling, and use of conference rooms. There's a fully equipped private health club, kitchen, and parking available. In addition, you'll be listed on skyway and street level signs in the building directory. This premium office space is valued at nearly $1,000 a month, but you can purchase it through this special offer for half price, $460 per month for an annual contract. There's only one available, so call today, 651-405-8800, 651-405-8800.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Today we're talking to Leo Ellman from Mobile Link Wireless about different wireless questions in the marketplace. And just before the break, we had answered a question about extending a contract if you upgrade your service. And question from Bill from St. Paul. Oh, as always, give us a call. We're here at the studio, 651-289-4488. And we get a lot of texts. 651-243-0390. And a question that came in from text from, looks like Bill from St. Paul. Bill says, can I be charged different rates during different calling periods?
Yeah, again, we've talked about the carriers changing the way their plans are now. Prior to how they do it now, which is pooled data, they used to have pooled minutes. And those minutes would either cost different or be free at different times of the day or on the weekends. So before, where your primetime minutes cost X, maybe minutes non-primetime, which would be after, say, 7 o'clock at night or weekends and holidays, would be less expensive. That being said, now that the plans have all unlimited voice and limited text, no, they're probably not going to have different charges for minutes now. It's going to be a pool data plan. You're going to have unlimited talk and limited text.
Here's an interesting question, and this is Bridget from Savage. Can the service provider terminate my service?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. The only way that you can be terminated now is by non-payment. So, in other words, you're signing a contract or getting into a verbal contract with the carrier for an X amount of time. The only way that they would be able to cancel you is by you not paying your bill.
You know, we see that in the landline situation, too, where generally I think the general rule is 90 to 120 days of being delinquent. And customers, they forget to pay their bill. They get shut off by the provider. If that happens, it's really difficult in the landline world to get your numbers back on. You have to go through a huge transition process. And obviously, it just creates a painful, you know, because obviously your phone internet is the lifeblood of your business. Just don't do that.
And to that point, a lot of people now don't have a home phone. They give out one. I give out one phone number to everybody. I've had this number. I want to say I've had this number for 12 years. And after a certain length of time, if you don't pay your bill, you actually lose that number, and that could create hardship for you. You may have it on your business cards, billboards.
Correct.
Again,
it goes in the pool.
Everybody you know may have that number, and then you lose it.
Well, there was also there's also a little clause too that if the carrier sees that there's, and this is in the landline world, maybe you can touch on this as well, but if they detect that there is fraud going on their network, they have the ability to shut you down as well. So if there was like internal fraud. You know, the carrier does reserve that right, even if you're current on your bill.
Sure.
I don't know how that you could see that. But
I would say there's probably 10 or 15 things within their contract in the fine print that, you know, may come up. Now, I've been doing this a long time. I've not seen it come up once. But
we have a text from Jack in Red Wing. It says, what's the most high-tech phone in the market that you see right now?
I don't know if I would call it high tech, but what I would say is this, is the phones that I see now that are available that have the most features, best sound quality reception, those types of things, is probably the line of Galaxy phones that are out there. The latest is the Galaxy S4, and then obviously the top of the line offering from iPhone right now is the 5S.
How about Windows phones?
You know,
I don't think they're very popular at all.
They're not very popular, and the reason that is when the smartphones started becoming popular just about the time that BlackBerry was extremely popular and there was really nothing else you can get, the biggest things people were looking for was access to their email. And for whatever reason, this probably sounds silly, Microsoft had the worst platform
for their
email stability there was. So quite literally, I would be called three, four times a week and saying, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, my email worked and now it doesn't. It was a very unstable platform. Now, it's supposedly it's changed. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a ton of, experience with them. I'm kind of an Android guy. There's a lot of Apple people out there. It may make a comeback at some point. But right now, it's just not as popular as the other.
And really, each of those manufacturers kind of have their flagship phone. You've got, LG, you've got Samsung, you've got HTC has a couple of really high-end.
The LG G2 is the popular one right now.
Right. And of course, they're always hopscotching each other for features and functionality.
And it's how well their marketing can put out TV commercials and things like that to give the buzz of the new.
Yeah.
I've been a Galaxy person for the last 3 years.
Well, right now,
two of the three, and now
the
I have
feature
the
thing, like, to your point, the feature thing that they're getting to a point where they're running out of things that
things
a phone could do.
Phone.
So here's what LG came to the, and someone may have seen this now. I know the commercials are going to start airing, but I've seen it in the, in the telecom tabloids, if you will. LG is now going to curve their phones. So you're going to have a bit of a curvature, and it's actually going to be flexible.
So it's more about ergonomics.
So now it's about ergonomics because, again, they're running out of things. I could turn my TV on and off from my phone. I can see what's the next show coming up on cable. My flashlight is pretty handy. But, again, they're running out of things for the phone to actually do, so now you're going to be able to twist it.
Have any of you guys seen the new movie Anchorman 2?
Have not
no,
yet.
Have not
okay,
seen
it is absolutely phenomenal. So they're driving in his car, right? And he's got this old like 1970s or 80s kind of like
style cell phone.
They're driving in his minivan, and it's I'm trying to explain like Scooby Doo, the green one. They're driving that car, and Will Ferrell's in the back seat, and he says, "Well, the automatic pilot's on, or the cruise control." Well, the car, he thinks it's going to drive itself, so no one's in the car, and then they end up crashing. It's a phenomenal scene. So maybe we have
have the phone drive your
mobile
car.
Phones that drive the car by putting it in.
Or, and I love telling this story, I was out at a local establishment, and my wife had her phone on the table, and I asked her what the temperature was. She picked the phone up and said, it's 95, but that's probably not right because my phone was in the sun.
Sweet. So I've got a question here, and this is Robert from Minneapolis. And Robert says, we would like to offer wireless internet access in our conference room and a reception area. What do I need to accomplish this? This sounds like a question maybe for Paul and Adam from BlueNet.
So I'm assuming Robert is referring to Wi-Fi and not like cell coverage or cell data coverage,
yep,
obviously.
Yep.
So there's two solutions that we've run across that either the customer tries to implement themselves or we recommend. One solution is you can go put a separate access point in those areas just to cover those areas. Spin up a separate SSID. Obviously, you want to make sure that's on a private network so it doesn't hit your data network, your private, I should say, it's on a separate network than your private network.
Right, and if you don't have the infrastructure that allows you to do that, you might have some challenges in creating that segmented network, because the challenge is, of course, you don't want your guests hopping on and then they're on your private corporate network.
The second way of doing it is if you have an existing infrastructure of wireless access points, and again, back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago, business-grade access points with some central control and intelligence, you can actually spin up separate SSIDs, and those are separate networks. They broadcast themselves. It's when you go down and click on the little symbol on your computer or on your even your mobile device, you can see all your SSIDs. Especially if you're sitting in your house, you probably see five or six of your neighbors. So you can create one for guests. And again, you want to segment that off from your normal data network. And in some of the control features and some of the wireless suites are intelligent enough to say only allow these two access points to broadcast that SSID. And those two access points might be in or near your conference room and the reception area. So they can't wander around the building with free wireless.
This becomes more of a you know, is this part of a larger question of, am I trying to create a more holistic wireless solution for the entire building or the office suite? Or am I really just trying to, you know, deal with this one little conference room issue? If you're trying to do more of a wireless managed wireless solution, that would become a greater conversation about, well, do you want to come in and have a assessment done to provide true, yep, coverage everywhere that you want it?
And BlueNet, of course, helps with that. We do wireless surveys and assessments. We heat map out your building to give us to help with that. Give us a call at 952-925-2583.
Leo, when somebody calls you and wants to use your service or calls you for a competitive analysis, what are you going to do for that business? How do you and your staff help them from point A to point B?
Sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to meet with that company, and we're going to ask all the important questions that are going to allow us to create a custom-tailored solution for you. So we're going to find out, you know, how many phones do you have in your account? What's most important to you in relation to what these phones do? In other words, are they just for email? Do you guys download files? And CAD files, for example, is a big thing now that people in the field are trying to pull these CAD files up while on a job site, for example. There's just a lot of things that someone may do that's going to affect how much data you use, going back to some of the conversations we had before. And then we're going to come back and have another meeting with them, and we're going to create a recommendation for them. And we're going to map it out. We're going to explain how this change would affect you. Is there any cost savings? And then we're going to talk about how to implement those types of changes we want to make, and then you become a lifetime customer of us. We become the conduit between you and the carriers. Local point of contact, no 800 numbers, and we provide that type of customer service at no charge.
And how would somebody get a hold of you?
952-314-1313 or on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com.
So a question from Stacy in Oakdale. What charges should I ask when purchasing a cell phone plan? Guess is these are probably these additional fees.
Yeah, generally you're going to have a couple different fees. One is going to be an activation fee. The other thing is, how is that bill going to be prorated when I get my first bill? In other words, how many months of service am I actually going to have, and how is that going to look when I get my first bill?
Usually you estimate probably about 9%.
It's about a month and a half in some cases.
Well, but also like if taxes, fees, and surcharges, isn't it usually
about 9%.
9% of the – so figure taxes,
yeah,
fees.
And then an activation fee is probably anywhere from 12 to 36 depending on what kind of plan you have.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive into these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discs up count to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference.
That nagging pain in my lower back? Gone! Instantly, thanks to the Good Feet Supports.
The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress.
I tried the Good Feet Arch Support System, and my hip pain is gone, went away.
Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
I could never do a knee bend. Now I can do a knee bend. I'm working out, and it's just wonderful.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. That's 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. And we're talking to Leo Ellman from MobileLink Wireless about different types of cell questions in cellular-related industry. As always, we're live here in studio. You can give us a call at 651-289-4488 or the studio text 651-243-0390. Before the break, we had talked about different types of fee structures that come along with mobile phones. There was a text that came in that says, can you download zip files, RR files, on a phone, and how much will that take up on data? So like archives.
Yeah, I may need a little help on this one. But I will say this, that if, in fact, you get a large file like a zip file and you are downloading it, you are going to use a lot of data.
Unless you're on the wireless, obviously.
Unless you're on Wi-Fi, which I'm always an advocate. I've got my home Wi-Fi set, my office Wi-Fi set, some establishments I happen to frequent. I'm always going to be on Wi-Fi when I can for two reasons. One, and it may not have anything to do with my plan because I may have unlimited data, but my battery is going to last a lot longer and it's going to be a faster and a better experience while you're doing that. Now, if you save a file like this, and I have a feeling that this is where this question was originally going, is it going to take up a lot of room on my phone? If you put it on an SD card, it's not going to take up any room on your phone. But as far as opening up that type of file, there may be some type of applications that you can get from either the, you know, obviously the Apple Store if you have an iOS, or from the Play Store if you're on an Android, and you'll be able to open.
Yeah, you
got
to have a valid app to, that can make use of that file that you downloaded.
Correct, correct.
Looks like we have a call here from Vincent in line one. Vincent, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
How are you, sir?
Fine. One of the gents there mentioned about Android phones they like to use. What do these cost about?
Android phones now, you know, they've been around for a while. And when I say Android phone, I'm kind of referring to the platform that this phone uses. Again, Apple uses iOS. We touched on a couple minutes ago that there is a Windows platform. But as far as usability, believe it or not, I think Android's a little bit easier to use than Apple, although Apple's made their marketing, you know, their whole marketing scheme revolves around how, you know, easy an Apple phone is to use. And that may be true for a lot of people who are used to that platform. But you can get an Android phone now for free, believe it or not. There are going to be some phones that, that the screen may be a little bit smaller, may not have as many features as, say, an S4. And that phone may be free when it's subsidized by the carrier and you get a 2-year contract. I will tell you that most expensive phone you could probably get right now is about $199 fully subsidized.
And that would be the Galaxy 4.
Yep. And then we have some phones now that I want to call these hybrids between a phone and a tablet. The Galaxy Note, the HTC One Max. We're talking about screens that are almost as big as a tablet. And those phones are about in the $249 to $349 range.
And when you look at those unsubsidized, they, you know, they can be quite expensive.
Literally
devices,
$700.
$700, $800.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's interesting to note one of the reasons that you've seen Android really run away with market share is because they had low-cost phones. Apple really never dove into the having a budget phone solution.
Yeah,
they're kind of putting their toe in the water, but they're really not embracing that concept.
There are
that
a lot of, believe it or not, even in this day and age, they are the last carrier, the last company that offers a piece of equipment like this that that has royalties. And in order to cover these royalties, these phones have to be a little bit more expensive than, say, an Android phone. You can get a 32-gig iPhone 5S, and that phone literally cost over $800.
And also remember, Android, Apple's the only one who makes an Apple phone. It's one brand, one provider.
No competition.
Right. Android, you've got, you know, LG, Samsung, HTC. You can
Motorola.
Go down the list. Motorola. Yep.
And then there's a whole pile of kind of secondary or you know, lower-end Android phones.
Right.
Yeah, so, and there's a big span within each one of those brands with features and types and memory and so on.
So the answer to your question is it runs the gamut. It is low as free, $29.99, $59.99, and as high as, you know, $249, $349. Again, it depends on what your needs are and how big you want your screen these days.
So I've always had the Galaxy. I had the Galaxy 2, the 3, mm-hmm. and the 4, and every time I got it, it was when it first came out. That was $199.99. I've never paid more than a dime more than that ever.
Yeah, that seems to be the kind of the top. When we're talking
very
about
good question. Like I said, if you have questions here, please give us a call, 651-289-4488. Studio text 651-243-0390. Here's Lauren from Bloomington. This is a text. If I receive an unwanted text message, what should I do?
Well, the short answer to that question is the only thing you can do is call your carrier and find out if that could be tracked. There really isn't really anything else you can do. Again, we talked about how important that phone number is to you. There are ways, and sometimes it's a function of the phone, and sometimes it's a function of the carrier that you can actually have numbers blocked. So in other words, if you feel you're being harassed, somebody has your
fraud
phone number,
or something.
Fraud, it could be, you know, it could be an X, it could be anything like that, and you do not want any calls coming in from that person, you can actually block it from not only voice calls but from text messages.
And, and you can either have your carrier do that, or there's actually applications.
I was just going to say there's apps out there for mm-hmm. both Android and the iPhone platform that allow you to block numbers.
You can basically create blacklists on
yep.
your mm-hmm. on your phone.
Exactly.
You know, I get text messages, and so, you know, a lot of times these text messages – are actually my friends who bought a new phone and didn't transfer over their phone book, and they're saying, "What is your, you know, they're sending in because they didn't have your, you know, your information. They just wanted you to respond so that they have it saved." That could be a, you know, a reason, but generally, if it's an unwanted text, just follow that instruction.
Exactly.
So, Leo, I know that you work business to business, primarily not the onesie twosie individual consumers, more in the business realm. Let's kind of give an example of a case that you're working on right now where you're helping that business with a transition in their mobile services and kind of what you found in the marketplace.
Sure. Yeah, we have customers that have 2, 3, 4 phones, and we have customers that have hundreds and hundreds of phones. But something typical, I would say, in the environment in which we work mostly would probably be, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20, 25 phones. We'll take a look. We'll go in there. We'll get a copy of their bill summary, and we'll do an apples-to-apples comparison. And then maybe also not only will we do an apples-to-apples just to kind of give you an idea what the change would look like, but we may, you know, go in there and say, hey, you know what, there are some applications or some pieces of equipment that you're not utilizing right now that, you know, may help you do your business better. We're working with someone right now. They have 24 phones. They're all data phones, and they happen to be on some old plans. You know, prior to the plans they have now, they had plans that gave them X amount of minutes a month. We found out they were hardly using any minutes, not doing a lot of texting. Again, these are business phones, but they were really using a lot of data. So we went in there and we created a big pool of data. We were able to affiliate them with someone. We were able to.
And why is that important?
Well, that's important because then that's how we find out what type of discount we can give them.
Like vertical discounts.
Yeah, you know, even a fairly large company is not going to have a specialized discount with the carrier. We're talking the 3Ms of the world, the waste managements of the world. They all have pretty hefty discounts, but again, they have huge, huge accounts. So what a lot of carriers will allow you to do is, based on the type of business you do, you can affiliate yourself with somebody who has one of those large discounts.
So an industry group that you might belong to.
Exactly. Sure. Contractor.
And that would save you money on your plans.
Yep,
obviously.
Exactly. So what we did was we affiliated with the woman that gave them actually a 22% discount. We are able to utilize a program that this particular carrier has, and that's called Port and Credits, bringing in those phones and keeping in the numbers. We're actually giving them credits, and they're higher than some of the other carriers. And we were able to bring in their phones on a buyback type program. We saved them about $400 or $500 a month, and we gave them up to $3,523 or so in credits to offset things like early termination fees, new equipment costs, things of that nature.
So this customer literally could make a transition. They're going to save money right from the get-go, and with all these different buckets of money, these porting credits and the equipment buyback, it's going to cover their termination fees as well as possibly invest towards the new phones that they would have to buy with the carrier. So it's like zero out-of-pocket expense.
Zero out-of-pocket. There was no ROI in this particular situation. And that's basically our approach, is we want you to start saving money the day you make that change. But they're able to get all new equipment and get on a better plan.
So if somebody wants to do this and take advantage of this, how can they get a hold of you? One more time, Leo.
952-314-1313 is our number, or www.mobile-linkwireless.com.
I think we might have time for one more question here. We'll make it quick. Tim from Shakopee, what should I do if my phone is stolen?
If your phone is stolen, the first thing you do is call the carrier and have it shut off so no one else can use it. You may have some type of program or application that allows you to turn your phone totally off. In other words, do a full data reset so nobody has access to your information.
You might want to check with your IT admin as well. They might have the ability to
do
wipe
a remote wipe. Yeah,
yep, if
remote.
You're linked to some type of an Exchange server, for example, they have the ability from the Exchange server to totally wipe your phone.
Absolutely. Well, Leo, thank you for coming on board today. Adam and Paul. Thanks, Charlie. You've been listening to Telecom Soup. Join us next week and have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
It's a trip you've always wanted to take but never thought possible. Anywhere else, it would just be another seaside resort. But you're in one of the most dynamic regions of the world. You're in Israel, the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people of the Holy Land, a place God called my land. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot present Experience Israel, 9 exciting days of travel that will take you from the northern heights of Galilee to the southern Judean wilderness, experiencing the wonder of the Bible coming to life and the miracle of prophecy fulfilled in the life of the modern state of Israel. You will walk where Jesus walked and experience firsthand prophetic sights, the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and a whole lot more.
Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2014. Visit am1280thepatriot.com for details or call 855-867-2536 to find out more or to reserve your trip today. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 12.